In the 1950s and 60s, a group of young black painters traveled Florida's highways, selling landscapes and seascapes out of the trunks of their cars. They came to be called the Highwaymen. At first, much of their work was dismissed as kitsch, but today it's highly collectible, prized for its bold colors and free brushstrokes. More from Valerie Alker from member station WGCU in Fort Myers, Florida.
The Highwaymen painted in oil on Upson board, an inexpensive building material. They painted green, gray, ocean and sky, waves crashing onto beaches, palm trees in silhouette against red-gold sunsets. They painted soft, pinkish-blue sunrises and royal poinciana trees in glorious, flame-colored bloom. And they painted quickly.
These are four of my paintings that I did. Two of them I did maybe last night. Well, yes, was last night. That one I did a month ago. That one I did probably about a week and a half ago.
Rodney Demps is one of the youngest highwaymen. At a recent show and lecture, he said he's still painting the style he learned more than 30 years ago from Florida landscape painter Alfred Hare.
Very quiet, serene, except in the case of storms, you know. His trees would always blow to signify the wind. Or the ones I remember that he did with the rain, and everything was like coming ashore. Like instead of going out to sea, it would come in like up to the beach or on the beach, you know. Yeah. So I would definitely say my style is that of Alfred Hare.
Alfred Hare and Harold Newton are the best known and most collectible of the highwaymen. Both grew up in Fort Pierce, Florida, in the 1940s, and Hare studied with noted Florida landscape painter A.E. Bean Backus. The highwaymen adapted Backus's formal approach to landscape painting, says Gary Monroe, author of a book on the highwaymen, but he says they substituted speed for technique, and the speed at which they produced paintings defined their style.
Being young black guys during that period, they weren't likely to get gallery representation or sell their paintings for any amounts of money that would approach Backus's. So instead of charging $250, for example, for one painting, they would compensate by making 10 paintings really fast, sell them for $25 a piece, and have the same amount of money. And of course, being young, they had the energy, the passion, the drive. Their goal was not to be famous artists, but were to be millionaires.
They never became millionaires. Jeff Klinkenberg, art critic for the St. Petersburg Times, says that's because they weren't taken seriously by the art establishment and because they were black.
They distrusted the whole white establishment. They weren't used to being helped. They were more used to being harassed or dismissed. So I think it was very difficult in East Central Florida in the late 50s and the 60s, unless you got lucky. And most of them didn't.
But by the mid-1990s, they did start to become famous. Jim Fitch of the Florida Museum of Art and Culture began acquiring their work for the museum's collection in 1994. He was intrigued by these African-American landscape artists who traveled Florida's East Coast, selling their paintings out of the trunks of their cars. It was Fitch who dubbed them the Highwaymen.
Well, I knew that that was their marketing method. They put their paintings in the car, and they went to where the market was, up and down the road.
Fitch says he began collecting the Highwaymen because they helped create a look that came to be identified with Florida. But he dismissed their work and them as artists until he saw a painting by Harold Newton. It was a 12-by-16-inch beach scene, rolling surf and coconut palms washed in midday sun.
Within the painting tradition, there's a style or a method called alla prima, which translates literally as all at once, where an artist paints without benefit of an underpainting or without benefit of any sketching. They just paint intuitively. And in order to do that and to do it well, you've got to have confidence in yourself as an artist, and you've got to have hand, eye, and mind coordination that just, you don't have to stop and think about what you're doing. And what I saw in this one small painting was actually just a masterpiece of the alla prima method.
Most people used to think of the highwaymen's work as motel art, and in fact it did grace motel rooms up and down US 1 from Fort Lauderdale to Fort Pierce. The paintings were also bought to hang in banks, law offices, and boardrooms. Dean Oliver acquired two highwaymen paintings 20 years ago.
Well, I worked for the telephone company, and they were bought by Southern Bell to decorate some offices. And when they remodeled the offices, they were giving them away, so I acquired them.
Oliver was among a group of more than 100 people who were at the recent art show and lecture. Today, a painting by any of the highwaymen is worth between $100 and $1,000. A Harold Newton recently sold for $5,000. Critics call Newton the preeminent painter of the movement. Rodney Demps quit painting for a while, but after he retired from a career as a high school athletic director, he picked up the brush again, resuming the way of painting he learned more than 30 years ago from Alfred Hare.
At the time I was a kid, probably in the 7th or 8th grade, Alfred was an adult. We spent a great deal of time together. You know, he showed me the steps involved in doing the artwork. And in time, you know, I learned a trade.
The highwaymen viewed themselves as tradesmen. But today, they're considered artists. Their work is on permanent display at South Florida Community College in Avon Park, and it can be seen at several sites on the World Wide Web. For NPR News, I'm Valerie Alker in Fort Myers, Florida.